People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Today on Don't You Know, we learn about some great events happening in conjunction with St. Mary's University. After that, Doug Westerman and I, Terry Tenseth, take you through all the events happening in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. You're listening to Don't You Know. Hi, good afternoon. I have Patrick Grace with me to talk about some awesome, really cool acts coming to Winona. At the Page Theater and the Off the Page series, correct?
Correct.
All right. So hit me with it. What's going
on? Well, actually, it's not at the Page.
Oh, it's off the Page?
It's off the Page.
Okay.
It's not even in
not
the
even
same
there.
Building.
Okay.
March 14th, mm-hmm. we have a Quebec group called Du Temps à Temps. And there are three guys. Two of them used to be with Bouton Sorin, which is another large, bigger ensemble from Quebec. They perform Quebecois music, which is sort of a combination of Cajun, Creole, Celtic, French, voyageur, if you will, if you know what that is. You know, I am a lumberjack kind of song.
Yeah.
But I say that in tongue-in-cheek because they're a contemporary group. That, yes, they use those traditional songs as a way to express themselves. So three guys, fiddle, accordion and a mandolin and a bazooka, but not a bazooka.
Well, that'd be a show in itself right there.
And I'm not going to remember the name, but it's...
Hold on.
It's right there on the...
let me give it a crack. Bazooki?
There we go.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Okay.
But not a bazooka.
Okay, gotcha.
But they are explosive, but they're not that explosive. March 14th at the Marine Art Museum in the atrium is a wonderful setup. We've done that a few times with... groups, and we really like it. This is only one of two stops they're making this year in the Midwest, us and down in Cedar Rapids. So it's a great opportunity to see, again, we always try to bring opportunities for people to learn about new kinds of music, new genres of music, and this is definitely a premier group for us to be bringing. I know they're playing in Vancouver this week. They're over in New England the week after there was us. But Midwest, we're their spot. So we're very excited that they're going to be part of our show.
Nice. It was just a Canadian invasion lately with the Bills and Ruth Moody and now these guys.
And we've actually brought, you know, we had the Jennies in a couple of years mm-hmm. ago, and we had Fishton and another group I'm thinking of from Canada.
Good Lovelies.
Oh, Good Lovelies. Thank you very mm-hmm. much. So there's a lot of talent north of the border, and they're happy to come down. This far, they think it's going to be warmer.
Yeah. Boy, you have no idea.
I was thinking this would be a spring, you know, spring into a concert, but we'll do the best we can.
We're going to hold out for that.
Yeah. So, and... In conjunction with that, again, all of the artists that we bring in, we always try to have them do some sort of outreach event. And that day, March 14th, at lunchtime at the History Center, they're going to be doing a free presentation. It's going to be very informal, as we've had before. They're going to talk about what makes Quebec music special and different, a little bit of history of the French-Canadian, how they came to be. All the different influences, and so it's a great way to get some insight, and or if some people can't make the event in the evening, we always like to do that, and we're happy to partner with the Historical Society to be able to provide that for the community.
Nice, and that's usually their lunchtime learning series time
right.
anyhow,
yep.
right?
Yep,
exactly. You also have something completely different.
We always have something
completely different.
St. Mary's Theater and Dance Department. They always put on a musical.
Mm-hmm.
This year is no exception. I was just talking with Gary Diamandis, the director, yesterday. You're in town, and I'm not saying you are in town.
No.
I'm talking about the P word.
Yes.
You're in town. It's
yes.
a great musical theater, comedy, satire, all about, there's all these in-jokes about if you love...
Potty humor? Sorry, I had to
yes.
go there.
Public amenities is what we call it.
But if you
love musicals, there's a lot of they make satire and in jokes about some of the other musicals on Broadway, like Les Mis.
They mentioned
another one yesterday, and I can't think of it at the moment. But it's a big cast of 21, plus all the techs and the costumes, and the set itself takes up the entire stage of the page, if you can imagine that. Two stories, full with moving parts. This is pretty exciting stuff. So pit band, there'll be live music, live singing and dancing. There's a lot of humor, but there's also a message, because it's about a town that has a drought for 20 years. And a corporation takes over the waterworks and charges everyone to use the public amenities. And so there's a lot of give and take about what's public, what's private, how corporations, what's a public utility. So there's, you know,
there's a little political thing going on there.
There's a message
there. Yeah.
But it's wrapped in a great song and dance. And we have got some great voices again this year on stage. So we're real excited about that. And that's March 20th to 23rd. Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 7:30, and Sundays at 3 o'clock matinee. And tickets are available right now, as they are for Du Temps en Temps on Friday.
Say that five times fast. Your French is way better than mine.
Well, I'm probably
Have you been working
still,
on it?
Well, that word anyhow. Oh, those for three words, I should say. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's the 14th for the trio.
For Du Temps en Temps. Mm-hmm. And then You're in Town is March 20th to 23rd. I've been bringing this up a lot again because the 40th anniversary of the Dance Repertory Company's spring concert is this April.
That's right.
We know lots of people that are involved. They're bringing alumni back to choreograph. There's also possibly some involved in some of the pieces. And it's a big celebration weekend for them, for the Minnesota Conservatory of the Arts. And so I've been trying to remind people of that, tell them to get their tickets. And then that's April 25th and 26th. It's Friday night, Saturday afternoon. And watch, if you haven't already gotten your invite for the gala in the mail, then I'm sure you can pick one up around town somewhere, because they're very excited to have people, inviting lots of people back to town that have gone off to do other things, some of them dancing. So
there you go.
We're excited for that. There are a couple of free events. On the 15th of March, there's a faculty's composers recital in the Filio, and that's at 6:30. Eric Hoekesevo.
Hoekesevo.
Thank you. Will and Patrick O'Shea have new compositions, and they'll be presenting that on an early concert, 6:30 at the Filio. And that's a free event. Chamber singers are out in California. They're coming back, and on Thursday night, the 13th, they're doing a free homecoming concert at the Chapel of the Angels. And that will be the repertoire that they sang when they were on tour this spring.
Great.
If you can call this spring.
Hopefully by April, Patrick, we will see a glimmer of hope.
This is Solana's, you know.
There's no snow in May again.
HCO doesn't have to. We don't have to shovel for HCO in June. I'll be happy.
So. Yeah, I know. We'll be digging ourselves out by then.
Yeah. One more thing.
Yeah.
I just remembered.
Okay.
You know, we do these exhibits in the lobby.
That's right.
We're very happy to do those. Regional artists from around town. Jamie Harper is going to be showing his work in March, starting March 11th. And we'll have a reception for him on Thursday, March 27th, 5:30 to 7:30. He's doing brand new work. It's pretty exciting stuff. Maybe you've seen him on Facebook. It'll be great to see it hanging up in our lobby. A whole new series, so we're real excited. And that's a free event, of course. So, and that's March 27th, 5:30 to 7:30. So,
great. Where can people find more information?
PageTheater.org. You can call the box office Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, 507-457-1715. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter feed. Or you can just accost me when you see me on the street and say, hey, what's
going
on?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
find you that way.
There you are.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're about to take you through all the happenings in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. be prepared to write down all the events you may be attending this week. You're listening to Don't You Know with Terry Tenseth and Doug Westerman.
There you go. So we got some events. I know it's spring break here. I think St. Mary's, though, is off of spring break. That was last week for them.
Oh, they had a really early one, then.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yes.
Patrick seems like just too much of a gentleman to accost. Now, if I was to be accosted, I would understand.
Yeah. Or me. I mean, it happens quite a bit, actually. So let's talk about something you can run away from. The Mississippi Weekly Run Group.
Oh,
and
FYI?
Yeah.
My pupils were dilated 2 hours ago, but I think I'll make it.
Okay. Well, I drove here from Rochester.
But I had sunglasses on.
Yeah. Do you wear your sunglasses at night?
No. Okay. Well, it depends on the time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Winona Lake Visitor Center. Tonight is the Mississippi Medley Weekly Group Run/Walk, 5:30. It's hosted by Livewell Winona. All paces are welcome, and it's open to anybody at no charge. All paces and distances will be self-chosen. There will be a weekly group leader to hang back for support if needed, and this will be a weekly event held most Mondays throughout 2014.
Is this next event weekly?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, it starts today at 5:45,
mm-hmm.
Part of Winona Community Education. And they ask you hypothetically, do you know 50 minutes of deep relaxation is equivalent to 3 hours of sleep? This class will is open to complete beginners as well as those who already have meditation practice. Each session includes instruction and practice. We will explore different methods of meditation that utilize
breathing practices.
Thank you. And hand postures, creative visualization, sound reflection, and deep relaxation meditation. A yoga mat and a blanket or a pillow are recommended. Email Ellen
L. Newman, E-L-L-E, Newman @gmail.com with any questions. If you would like to sign up through Winona Community Ed, either online or via phone at 507-494-0900.
It appears to be weekly. Until mm-hmm. April 14th.
There you go.
Tonight at 6:30, 047.
B9.
G26.
Oh, bingo. Sorry.
Good job.
There you
got
go.
It.
Oh, yeah. It's at the American Legion in La Crescent, 6:30. Toddler Tuesdays is taking place tomorrow at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum.
I'll be there.
Oh, well?
No, I won't. Yeah. I'm joking.
Our popular Toddler Tuesdays engage toddlers and parents in fun activities, inspiring projects, and active exploration. Make your Tuesday fun and meaningful. Come and go as you please. Toddlers ages 1 through 5 and $2 each. And Minnesota Marine Art Museum family members, I think, are free. I'm not sure. I got cut off there.
Yeah.
On the copy.
Here is here's an interesting proposal from the Winona Area Chamber of Commerce. They are going to have a meeting or a how-to session of how to run for local office tomorrow night, beginning at 5:30. It'll run to about 7:30, the Winona Chamber of Commerce training room. Okay? In this nonpartisan workshop, participants will learn from experienced public service veterans the basics of running for local elected positions. This workshop is open to anyone who's interested in learning more about how local campaigns really work, whether it is from a candidate perspective or as a volunteer supporter of a local candidate. Continuing, the workshop won't stop with the basics of local campaigning. Attendees will learn about what really happens after winning an election, what financial compensation or potential benefits are available for those elected. My mind is just racing right now.
Mm-hmm.
For those elected to local boards and councils and the local governance, what that is all about. Pre-registration is required, limited based on a first-come, first-served basis. Cost per person is $15. For more information, here is the phone number, 452-2272, 452-2272. All right. Okay. Learn how to run for local office.
There you go. Or if it's for you. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're just curious. Maybe you should go to the meeting.
Yeah.
Tomorrow evening, I'll be there to record the Women of Winona's Past at the Winona County History Center. The American Association of University Women are sponsoring a program about Women of Winona's Past. Jennifer Weaver, who is Assistant Director at the County Historical Society, will trace the stories of Winona women who made some history in honor of Women in History Month. The presentation will explore the lives of pioneer aunt Catherine Goddard Smith, African-American entrepreneur Emma Shelton, educator and daughter of a Civil War soldier, Mabel Marvin, J.R. Watkins' daughter, and adventurer Grace Watkins King, performer Jeanette Lamberton, as well as vaudeville and early film actress Myrtle Huntley. Additional women will be added to this program, which Wheatear has presented several times in the past few years, that include Isabella Walrath, M.D., from 1846 to 1910. So I'll be able to update our programming a little bit.
Just one glaring omission.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister.
Wow. You went there, huh? How about me?
You're not of the past.
My sister is still alive, thank you.
However, she's not a Winona.
They're talking about women who are dead.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's a problem right there. 7 p.m. Find out about women who are dead that are well known in Winona.
Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Where's this one at? This is at the Women's Resource Center. It's the LGBT Adult Drop-In, refreshments and conversation, etc. Website, the number 7, riverslgbt.org.
As in numeral 7. Type in the numeral 7.
I think
7.
I said number 7.
Yeah, but sometimes people will write out number 7, the word number. I know.
Okay.
I know.
No. You're being extra protective.
Yeah, yeah.
I was taking it for granted. And maybe, I shouldn't.
Maybe you want to teach your kid how to eat right, because obviously he's not doing something right at home. I'm kidding. Little Chef's Kids Eat Bright cooking program is taking place in the Hy-Vee Dining Room on Wednesday evening from 4:15 to 5:30. Join your Winona Hy-Vee on a cooking adventure featuring bright, colorful fruits and vegetables. Participate in a fruit and veggie scavenger hunt and prepare a healthy, delicious recipe. Again, it's from 4:15 to 5:30 in the Winona Hy-Vee Dining Room. Contact our friend Hy-Vee dietitian Alexandra Economy to register for the class at 507-452-5411. Again, 507-452-5411. Cost is $5 per child. Limited 10 kids. Preferred ages are 5 to 8.
What a great name. One of the best names of all time.
I know, it's great.
I mean, she could be a consumer reporter.
She is getting married this summer, though. So oh, I don't know
what a mistake that is.
I don't know if she's changing her last name. No, it's a really nice guy.
Well, I don't care.
Maybe she'll keep her last name, Doug. Maybe
The Wesley United Methodist Church will serve a monthly meal this Wednesday, beginning at 5:30 until 6:15. It's held the second Wednesday of every month at the Wesley United Methodist Church. Attendees may give a free will donation toward the mission of the month. This month's mission is the Wesley Youth. So their youth program's at church there. The event is free and open to the public.
They do have free childcare, I think, for ages 0 through 2 or something like that. Because
like
there
newborns.
Is a faith formation after dinner. St. Rose of, is this Lima?
Yeah.
Mission Supper is taking place at the St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church at 180 South Fremont Street in Lewiston. It's an annual Mission Supper of turkey and all the trimmings, okay? It's going from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday or until the food's gone. Prices are $10 for adults, $5 for children 4 through 10, and children under 3 are free. That doesn't mean you can pick up a kid for free. That means the kid that's under 3 is free to eat.
Right.
Carryouts are available. Proceeds go to local and global charities.
The Widowed Person Social Group has dinner every Thursday, and they will this Thursday, beginning at 5:30 at the what was now
Timbers,
which is it's at Timbers.
Yeah, it's March dinners take place at Timbers.
Hang on, I got to read down. March dinners will take, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Widowers and guests are welcome. For carpooling, rides, and other information, 452-8334, 452-8334, or 458-4258. Which might be easier to remember. 458-4258.
When it rhymes, it's easier.
Yeah, it does. It's an alliteration.
Changing the Community Norms Prevents Sexual and Domestic Violence is taking place Thursday, that's March 13th, from 6 to 8 at Winona Health in the B.A. Miller Auditorium. Beliefs, attitudes, and knowledge shape how a community allows violence to exist within its midst. A community health talk led by Helen Bagshaw, a Winona Health intensive care unit nurse, and Joe Morse, co-founder of Beyond Tough Guys, spelled G-U-I-S-E, a nonprofit community organization in Winona, that will discuss local information and actions you can take to stop the violence. Learn how you can make a difference in changing the community norms. The event is free, but RSVP is politely asked by tomorrow at some point. 507-457-4161, 507-457-4161. Light refreshments will be provided again Thursday from 6 to 7 at the Winona Health B.A. Miller Auditorium.
I'm sure Patrick just talked about this, but it's worth mentioning again that this Thursday, beginning at 7:30 at the Chapel of St. Mary's on the St. Mary's campus, is the Chamber Singers Homecoming Concert. come out to see the Chamber Singers Homecoming Concert in the Chamber. That same area is beginning at 7:30. It's a little repetitive.
Yeah, Greg Taylor is at the Acoustic Cafe Friday from 8 to 10, a frequent performer at the Acoustic during the last 4 years. Greg mixes covers from artists like the Beatles, Tom Petty, Johnny Cash, and Elvis with his own original songs. Event is free and open to the public. Then at Ed's No Name Bar Friday night at 9 p.m., it's the Weathered Heads.
Ah, it's Greg Taylor, not... what's his name? Whenever I see your shining face, I have to smile myself. Is that James Taylor?
James
not
Taylor.
Not him.
Right, no.
Greg Taylor.
Greg Taylor.
Not James Taylor.
Greg Taylor. Good guy.
Funny story regarding this next story. We were in River Falls yesterday visiting our oldest son, and we went to an antique shop, and they were having problems with their cash register. The women who work there once a month, so technology was befuddling them. My wife, Amy, said, go help them. Like, I know how to fix a cash register.
Right, because you're an expert at that. Because you stayed at a Howard Johnson the night before.
Exactly. So I figured it out, though.
Uh-huh.
I lifted the right handle and slid the paper in properly so the register tape would feed through.
Okay.
Then the nice lady, as I was leaving, said, sir, do you like maple syrup? I said, sure. She goes, here you go. And she handed it for free. Which leads us to our next event.
You mean
which is
maple syrup making?
Yes. Is this Friday?
It's Saturday and Sunday at
State Park. This weekend is Whitewater State Park. Celebrate spring. What's the temperature now, by the way?
It's 54 beautiful degrees outside.
Anyway, like I said, celebrate spring in Whitewater State Park's Sugar Bush. This activity will introduce the long history of maple syrup and sugar making, as well as the equipment and procedures used.
There you go.
I almost said produced, and procedures almost tripped me. Participants will tap trees, gather and boil sap, and best of all, taste the maple syrup. Suggested that schools, scout groups, 4-H, and other groups of 10 people or more can schedule the activity specifically for their group by calling 507-932-3007 or emailing Sarah without an H, S-A-R-A, Grover.
Sarah.Grover.
Sarah.Grover at state.mn.us. Maple syrup making at Whitewater State Park.
Sounds like sticky fun. Spring Art Adventure is taking place this Saturday from 1 to 2:30 at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. If you are at least 6 years old, or if you have a 6-year-old and they love to make art, then this art venture is for them. We will look at a few select artworks in the galleries for inspiration, and then we will pull out the art supplies and create. Mom and Dad are welcome to participate as well. $2 for youth ages 6+, parents and Minnesota Marine Art Museum members are free. You want to call to register, 507-474-6626. Again, that's 507-474-6626.
One, two, three. And you know what this Saturday is? It's the third Saturday. So if you like meat, stop on by the American Legion over on North Chestnut Street in La Crescent, okay? The American Legion in La Crescent for their steak fry, okay? Sirloin steak dinner, potato salad.
And salad bar.
For you.
Wow.
Doesn't have a price, but I would imagine it's going to be reasonable.
It's going to be priceless. Matthew Griswold is at the Acoustic Cafe Saturday from 8 to 10. Listen to Matthew live and you will witness a musician who inhabits and is inhibited by his music. That's right. Mm-hmm. Inhabited or inhibited with his music like few others. He has crafted a sound and style all his own that makes him one of the country's most popular alternative folk musicians. This event is free and open to the public. Again, that's Saturday from 8 to 10. And then Manfort's triumphant return to Ed's No Name Bar is Saturday night at 8:30. It says Manfort took just a wee bit of time off to work on their abs. Join them Saturday to see if all the hard work has paid off. It's going to be good music, though.
They're a rock and roll band. Their exercise is being on stage.
Got to crunch these beer cans. Yeah. That's what I got to do. Cabin Fever Reliever is taking place Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're a believer. I'm sorry, I had to put it in there. It was rhyming way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Help raise funds needed to upgrade the playground at the Elks Lodge, or probably across the street from the Elks Lodge.
Right.
So silent auction, bake sale, and brunch. Again, Sunday, 10 to 1. Elks Lodge is on North Service Drive as you're heading out to Minnesota City on 1461. Tickets are $6 a person, $20 for a family of four. And pancakes are provided by Steak Shop Catering. Pancakes.
Sunday afternoon, beginning at 1, Wings over Alma. Nature and Arts Center in Alma, Wisconsin, announces its March Nature Discussion for Sunday, March 16th. That's this week at 1. Mm-hmm. Mary M. Bauer is a travel writer who has written several books, including Day Trips in Wisconsin, because that's all you can really handle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. The actual title of the book is Day Trips in Wisconsin by Theme, uh-huh, and Day Trips in Minnesota by Theme. Okay, that one sounds good. Mary will present several ideas for you as you use or plan your day or day trips.
Or extended staycations.
Staycation.
In the area.
Mm-hmm. From the North Shore to Door County. Door County is actually nice. It's so beautiful. I'm going to stop making fun of Wisconsin right now for the minute or two. You'll hear about places near and far to explore. Wings Over Alma is at 118 North Main Street in Alma. It's handicap accessible. For more information, here's the phone number. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
608-685-3303. 608-685-3303.
Wings Over Alma.
Come on.
Sorry.
.com.
118 North Main in Alma, Wisconsin. Learn to social dance Sunday from 1 to 3 at the Winona Athletic Club. It's Sunday afternoons. 8 classes starting March 16th. No class, however, April 20th and 27th. Series 1 is from 1 to 1:50 p.m. It's Foxtrot and Waltz. Series 2 is from 2 to 5:50. Wow, 5:50 be a long session. Introduction to the Argentine Tango. $99 a series per person. Register. That's probably past the registration date, but you probably get in by calling 507-269-0976. Again, 507-269-0976. No partner necessary. If you want more information, www.dahldance.com. Again, that's dahldance.com.
Sunday at 3, St. Mary's University will have a student recital, which is free and open to the public. It's at the Filio Recital Hall on campus.
Now, what have we got going on this week?
Yeah, let me see. You know the answer to these questions. I don't. So I'm going to start tomorrow with Art Beat at 12:30.
I'm almost going to sneeze, but I'm going to try holding in. We have...
Bless you.
Thanks.
Hachu!
Oh, wow. Cindy Elliott is talking to us about how she discovered belly dance for herself. She lost a sister. Mm-hmm. And she was a nurse, and she went to a farmer's market and discovered women just dressed in beautiful skirts looking lovely, and the dance form caught her eye, and she was instantly fell in love. So we're going to find about her journey that started with no experience whatsoever to owning her own studio.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's our continuing coverage of Something Tribal This Way Comes.
Wednesday at 12:30 on Hollywood, Minnesota, Nathan Wardinsky will be talking to a member of the Cronies family. They're a Minnesota-based family of actors, basically, and one of the kids is in the movie Inheritance, right?
Which is being filmed, I think, currently.
Which is being filmed here in Minnesota.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's got the ties from the actors to the movie to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything Wednesday for live feed scheduled
yet?
Yes,
I do. I have Caitlin Robertson and the Dusty Hearts from Boats and Bluegrass.
Oh, I see.
2012. And then
Thursday, Culture Click, 12:30.
I mentioned this a little earlier. We're going to update Jennifer Weaver's talk about women in Winona history. We have had a previous presentation of hers, but since she's updating this with new featured women, we're going to go ahead and cover that.
And then Friday's live feed at 6:30, which will be on time.
Yeah, yeah. Last week was too.
Yep.
Is Witch Gazing Guilt-Ridden Pop Band from Minneapolis.
What are they called?
Is.
Interesting.
There's usually like a slash between the
maybe
it versus
a hyphen?
And the no, that's actually a slash. Yeah.
Had an interesting conversation with Dave Dickey on Friday.
You did.
Yeah, he told me a story about an old KQALer who was like playing music from NXS,
mm-hmm,
and the album cover actually spells that out in parentheses. It's pronounced NXS.
Wow.
But then the jock still said INXS 89.5 KQAL.
See, stuff like that still happens here, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
I love it.
You've been listening to Don't You Know with Doug and Terry. It's 54 degrees outside. If you want to add things to our calendar, kqal.org, click on calendar and hit submit event.
Excellent job.
And make sure to download our free music app. Just our app.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM. To keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona.
Visit us online at kqal.org.
App is available for both Android and Apple, and it's free. Up next is your AP Radio News.